This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. In just a couple of months, the HOP, Milwaukee's new streetcar system, will be up and running. The project has been in development for years, and proponents have high hopes for its success.
But critics have big concerns, and they're voicing them, even before the streetcar gives rides to its very first passengers. WUWM's Marty Michelson has done a number of stories about the streetcar and is here with an update.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, remind us just what the Milwaukee streetcar is.
Well, it's important to note that the streetcar isn't a new concept in Milwaukee. History buffs and people who lived here before the 1960s might be aware that for decades, Milwaukee had an electric streetcar system. In fact, the city was an early player in the streetcar game in the U.S. The system was operational from 1890 to 1958. A couple years ago, I did a series on the past and future of the streetcar. I talked to We Energy's historian, Tim Brown. He told us that during the city's industrial boom, Milwaukee needed a streetcar system to carry people to jobs.
It really expanded opportunities for everyone in the area by being able to get to employment from where they live.
The streetcar system eventually had 190 miles of track that stretched through the Milwaukee area, but the era came to an end as buses and other modes of transportation became popular, and the electric company removed the tracks. Then about 2 years ago, work crews began laying down new tracks for the new streetcar. That's set to begin operation this November.
So why is it coming back?
Well, streetcars making a return in large part because of a big push from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. He thinks it'll be an important economic development tool, and the system is being created because of the city's commitment of $125 million. Most of that money is coming from federal funds and tax incremental financing. In addition, the Forest County Potawatomi is kicking in $10 million to the city over the course of 12 years. It'll offset operating costs and will allow free rides for the first year. As part of the deal, the Potawatomi community is a major sponsor of the system, which will be dubbed the HOP, presented by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino.
Well, that's a lot of stuff, and this is all for a streetcar that really, at this point, isn't that extensive.
Well, that's correct. This is for a 2-mile loop from downtown to the Lower East Side. There will be 5 streetcars circling the loop. Proponents hope to expand the system to the lakefront and perhaps other legs, such as north to UWM, if they can secure funding.
Well, I know that there are critics who might not want to see any of that happen. In fact, they're already upset with just that 2-mile loop.
That's right. Mayor Barrett and other proponents tout the fact that streetcar operational costs will be funded through a wide variety of sources, including eventually farebox revenue and things like advertising and sponsorships. They promise that property tax revenue will not be tapped for the system. Even so, opponents are concerned about the financial commitment that the city is taking on by creating the system, and they say there are more important things that the city should invest in. Arguments about these matters led to a contentious debate at the time that the Common Council approved the streetcar.
So what are some of the concerns that you're hearing now as we get close to the system actually becoming operational?
Well, some are coming from citizens. A number of bicyclists say they were injured when crossing the streetcar tracks. They say their tires got wedged in the tracks. Bicyclists have retained attorneys and have filed claims with the city. Others find it hard to believe that streetcars, cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers will be able to coexist safely.
I do have this safety concern with bikes because I know already there's a bike problem in Milwaukee with people getting hit and cars watching out, and the trolley's just going to add an extra distraction for drivers.
That's Michaela Campbell, who lives near the streetcar route and has been thinking about the issue. I met her outside the Milwaukee Public Market on Water Street, which is right on the streetcar line.
So how is the city responding to all of these complaints and concerns?
Well, Mayor Barrett acknowledges the streetcar could take some getting used to. He commented recently when the last of the 5 streetcars was delivered to the city.
We think it's going to be a change, but it's a change that people will become accustomed to. Again, the tracks are there. Cars can drive over these tracks. Obviously, we've had a few issues with bicyclists or motorcyclists.
The city is advising cyclists to approach tracks at a 90-degree angle instead of traveling alongside them, and city engineer Jeff Polensky says a public education effort is underway, to make sure everyone understands what to do when riding, walking, or driving near the streetcar.
Rules of the road are essentially the same, so there are a couple locations where we have exclusive lanes to the streetcar. In those locations, motorists will find some unique signage that will indicate to not follow the streetcar into those lanes.
Polensky says streetcars will have to follow traffic signals just like cars do. A detailed list of rules and possible scenarios can be found on MilwaukeeStreetcar.org.
So what else is going on now in these weeks leading up to the launch of the service?
Well, testing of the vehicles is underway and drivers are being trained. And Department of Public Works officials may soon be appearing before aldermen to answer a wide variety of questions about streetcar safety. Alderman Mark Borkowski has been an outspoken critic of the streetcar project. He says he intends to ask the DPW officials to talk to aldermen at a Public Works Committee meeting before November. Borkowski wants to be assured that all potential safety concerns are being addressed, including how the streetcar will be affected by things like deep snow and ice storms.
That's Marty Michelson from the WUWM Newsroom. You can find more coverage of the Milwaukee streetcar at WUWM.com.